That's right. I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to day number 4 of the year 2018. In fact, it's happened to me twice already this year. I accidentally put 2017 down on a check and on somewhere else on a piece of paper. So by the time I get used to putting down 2018, it's going to be 2019. I just know it. Hey, good to see you. Happy New Year, friend. Here we are. It is Thursday, January the 4th, 2018. It is Joey Kroll here with you. I hope you are staying warm. How was the new year for you? Did you have a good one? Did you stay up late? Our church had a New Year's Eve, a little gathering in the evening. We came home around 10 or so and watched the ball drop in New York. That's always a fun thing to do. And then we were done. We celebrated the new year New York time, but we were done when we fell asleep and woke up to a brand new year. Friend, I do thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this listener supported radio ministry. I hope that you had a chance to listen to the radio drama It's a Wonderful Life. Heard some great responses all last week. If you missed it, go back to our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on archives and listen to Mark and Friends all last week, Monday through Friday, for the radio drama It's a Wonderful Life. I think you'll be blessed by that. So again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Click on archives and click on the dates of last week. Hey, also coming up a little bit later on this month, you're invited to a Huntley Brown concert along with the Singing Men of GNN at the United Methodist Church of Urbana, again on Sunday, January 28th. It's going to be part of their morning service at 10:30, but also in the evening as well, with a meet and greet opportunity at 6 and the concert starting at 7 p.m. Again, it's all taking place on Sunday, January 28th. At United Methodist Church of Urbana, 304 South Race Street in Urbana. For more details, just visit huntleybrown.com, huntleybrown.com, or at greatnewsradio.org and click on new events, greatnewsradio.org and click on new events. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to take a look at Luke chapter 2, which is commonly known as a Christmas chapter. But, hey, we don't have to just read them only at Christmas time, right? Yeah, right. And we're going to talk about the gospel today. The gospel, right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, here on Great News Radio.
Hey. As I hear the Savior call for David dying, I will bow beneath the weight of Calvary. Let my hands surrender to His piercing purpose that holds me to the cross, yet sets me free. I will glory in the power of the cross. The things I thought were gain, I count as loss. And with the suffering I identify. And by His resurrection power, I am alive. For I am crucified with Christ, and yet I live. Not I, but Christ that lives within me. His cross will never ask for more than I can give. For it's not my strength, but His. There's no greater sacrifice.
Listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll here with you. In this past year, we saw some interesting news stories and headlines. We saw the Mandalay Bay shooting where gunmen opened fire on a crowd of 22,000 people in Las Vegas. We've seen the 45th person sworn in as President of the United States. We've seen the announcement of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and their engagement, and we saw the passing of Charles Manson. We saw the news stories of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. And remember the craze of the total solar eclipse? Well, friend, today we're going to take a look at the report of one of the greatest news stories of all time. It wasn't first delivered to millions from CNN or Fox News. Actually, it was delivered to a humble group of folks. And normally, after Christmas, we don't ever open up the Christmas story in Matthew or Luke again until next year. But let's go back one final time and take a look at the announcement of the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verse 4 says, "And Joseph went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there were with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So who would be the first to know about one of the greatest headlines of all time? It wasn't the mayor of Bethlehem. It wasn't the king, which was Herod. It wasn't a ruler. It wasn't a prince. It wasn't the high priest. It wasn't the religious elite. The angels reserved their most magnificent announcement of Jesus' birth for the least likely of recipients. It was to shepherds. Shepherds. I'll tell you what, some of Israel's greatest heroes were shepherds. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. But the role of a shepherd wasn't really a popular one. In fact, shepherds were considered unclean by some of the religious leaders. They weren't allowed for worship in the temple. And if they needed to testify in the court case, their testimony would not be received as valid. Because some of the shepherds had a bad reputation. They were dishonest. Some of them were left out unsupervised for months, and they were often accused of stealing some of the increase of the flock. In fact, several years ago, there was some documents found from the Roman period, some of the manuscripts that said that if you catch shepherds, flog them on the suspicion that they're bandits. The role of a shepherd was not a popular one. And the Bible says here in verse 8 that they were out in the field. Verse 8 of Luke chapter 2, "And in the same region they were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock at night." So in other words, they were smelly. They were dirty. They were lowly, right? I mean, you're cleaning up. You're around animals all day. You had to smell. So why was heaven's glory revealed to a bunch of nobodies in the middle of nowhere? Really? Why was heaven's glory revealed to a bunch of nobodies in the middle of nowhere? Friend, the shepherds represent for us the picture of the far-reaching nature of God's love. The shepherds represent for you and me, for us, the picture of the far-reaching nature of God's love. Because, you know, in reality, Jesus Christ came for the dirty. Jesus Christ came for the smelly. Jesus Christ came for the lonely. Jesus Christ came for those who were outcasted and separated from God because of their sin. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Whoever, black, white, Asian, whoever, rich, poor, middle class, whoever, the down and out, the uppity up, and everyone else in between, whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let me tell you, there isn't anybody listening so low that the Lord cannot reach down into their situation and bring them back to him. There is nobody so far that God cannot draw them to himself with his cords of everlasting love. There isn't anybody so lost that even Jesus, the good shepherd, can go and find. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. And after hearing this fantastic story about one of the greatest headlines of all time, in Luke chapter 2, verse 15, "When the angels went away from that into heaven, the shepherds said to one another," listen to this, they said, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." After hearing the news, they went to Jesus. They said, "Let us go over to Bethlehem." The unclean men were the first to bow down to the Messiah. The folks who were considered the lowliest of the low were the first to bow down to Jesus. Friend, here on this 28th day of December, if you're dirty today, come to Jesus. If you're unclean today, come to Jesus. If you've been rolling around with the filthy animals of the world, come to Jesus. If you've made decisions that landed you to hit rock bottom, come to Jesus. If you had an abortion, come to Jesus. If you had an affair, come to Jesus. If you're leaning on your own security, on your own strength, come to Jesus. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." All you got to do is go to the Lord and say, "Lord, forgive me of my sin. There isn't any other way for me to receive eternal life. There's no other way for me to be forgiven of my sin except through you. I believe on you today as my Lord and Savior. I confess my sin to you, and I acknowledge you as the risen Savior. I receive you today. Come into my life and make me new." And friend, on the authority of God's word, you will be a brand new creature in Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. Washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. Been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus.
sacrifice Friday night.
But it's Sunday morning and I am alive.
My name is Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive. Tell the world he's alive, he's alive.
My name is Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive. Tell the world he's alive.
My name is Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive. Tell the world he's alive, he's alive.
My name is Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive.
My name is Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive. Tell the world he's alive.
My name is Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord Jesus is alive. Mark Bishop and My Name is Jesus right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on this fourth day of January 2018. My name is Joey Kroll and I just want to remind you here at Great News Radio, we are listener supported, which means we depend on your faithful contributions. So consider making a gift as we begin a brand new year. You can give online at greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button that says donate. Or if it's easier for you, you can just drop a check in the mail. That works as well. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And from all of us here, thank you so much for just praying for us. Thank you for volunteering. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for supporting Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.